The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Back in 2018, Richmond was one of many cities that adopted a Vision Zero plan. Zero, as in no traffic fatalities and severe injuries among all road users. The plan has a target end date of 2030, which is only 6 years away. VPM News transportation reporter Ian Stewart has this report card on how the city is doing and what still needs to be done.
It's a frosty morning in the Forest Hill area of Richmond. John Murden is getting his 10-year-old son Calvin ready for school.
The only con is that it's really, really cold.
Well, right now.
But it's not too frosty, though, to use Dad's cargo bike for the trip. However, dressing for the ride during winter is always tricky.
The difference between, like, 35 and 45 is immense. Like, 45 is comfortable. 35 is on the edge of it. And we won't go under that.
For 8 years, Murden has been pedaling his son to school in Bon Air, which is less than 10 miles from home and takes about 45 minutes. But there's no direct route, so he has to get creative.
They're bike lanes. They're not separated. You know, people, speed limit's 45. People are going faster than that. I'm comfortable riding there by myself. You know, with him on the back, I'll be on the sidewalk.
In 2018, Richmond officially launched its Vision Zero program to address its traffic-related fatalities and severe injuries. It created a task force, unveiled a dashboard, and launched an action plan, all with a people-centered approach, says Vision Zero coordinator Mike Sawyer.
Within the bubble of people in the center, you want to have safe speed, safe roads, safe vehicles, safe people. And then when something does happen, you want to have the best emergency care that you can have.
On the city's Vision Zero dashboard are statistics starting from the year 2015, stats like total number of crashes and people injured or killed. So, 6 years on, how is Richmond faring?
The city of Richmond on locally maintained streets for 2023, approximately 4,400 traffic-related crashes caused 23 deaths and 2,400 injuries, with 175 classified as serious injuries. So that's 198 people experienced a life-changing injury or death.
Those numbers have been updated to 24 deaths. So Richmond has a long way to go, as do many cities across the country. But there's one locality that's already proven the program works. Ryan Sharp is Director of Transportation and Parking for the city of Hoboken, New Jersey. It's a city of about 60,000 people that sits directly across the Hudson River from New York City.
Hoboken is a walking community first and foremost. It's also a transit-oriented community. And so safe streets is something that the public really demands from its public servants and from its elected officials as well.
Hoboken's last traffic-related death was 7 years ago. So what did that city do to try and reach Vision Zero? Well, it put many of its streets on a road diet. Bump out corners were installed, the speed limit was reduced, and new traffic signals that allowed pedestrians more time to cross were added. Richmond has made similar infrastructure changes and is continuing to do more. But will it be enough?
I think we're still on track. We need to, as a community, to get there. That date needs to be 2030.
Sawyer says there was a brief pocket of success back in 2018 when there were zero deaths, a sign the goal can be reached. But there are still pieces of progress that are needed, like better traffic enforcement and technology in cars to slow drivers down.
It's about putting it all together and making it happen. It includes changing the built environment. We also have to shift our safety culture.
As parent John Murden pulls his cargo bike out of their shed and watches Calvin climb aboard, he says even though he appreciates all the city has done in terms of adding new bike lanes, he'd love to see more protected lanes.
I mean, plastic sticks are not great protection, but they're really much better at keeping cars in their space than paint. Paint doesn't do much.
Until then, he'll keep being creative with how he pedals his son to school. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.